Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Sapiens Insurance 360 podcast. I'm your host, Mark Sebaskis, Director of Marketing at Sapiens. I'm glad that you're out there listening. This is where we discuss the latest news, trends, and issues from across the insurance solutions and technology spectrum. In our latest episode, The Road Ahead, AI Decision 2026 starts now. The countdown to 2026 has begun in earnest, and for insurers across the industry, 2025 was a year that saw AI transition from experimental pilot programs to production-ready decisioning systems. From underwriting to claims, processing, and fraud detection, AI and AI decisioning, we've moved past the buzzword phase into everyday usage. Yet, significant questions still remain. How do we ensure AI decisions are explainable and compliant? How do we balance automation with human oversight? And how do we build trust in systems that are reshaping the very foundation of insurance decisioning? With regulatory scrutiny intensifying, data quality challenges persisting, and competitive pressure mounting, 2026 may be the year that separates the leaders from laggards in AI decisioning adoption. With us today to help us look back at 2025 and the road ahead for 2026 for AI decisioning is our special return guest, Sapiens' own Rafael Goldberg. Rafi heads up Sapiens Decision and brings 20 years' experience in product strategy and delivery. Rafi, welcome back to the show. It's been a while, but you're here now to walk us through the year that was and the year that will be for AI decisioning.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be back, and really hard to believe we're at the end of the year. 2025 was definitely a milestone, and we're super excited about what's to come.
Yeah, that's great. So let's jump off from there. A lot of milestones achieved in 2025. Talk to us about what's happened in Sapiens Decision. Talk about some of the technology enhancements, the market. What's going on?
Yeah, so 2025 has been very exciting for Sapiens Decision and the decisioning market generally. And that's really, as you talked about in your introduction, making AI real and combining it with what previously has always been a very declarative discipline. And so the combination of the probabilistic side of the house in AI and the deterministic side of the house in decisioning is super powerful. And now we're getting the best of both worlds. We're getting customers to market quickly. We're getting insights that previously would take a significant lift in IT to achieve. And really seeing the promise that we've always had between business and IT when it comes to decisioning, just getting that much more potent. So a lot of milestones in terms of new customers, a lot of milestones in terms of new product, which we'll talk a bit about. And also, I think just the category itself, the analysts, the major analysts have been releasing some very exciting and major reports on the category. And customers are taking note and realizing that to be competitive, they have to engage in this space.
So congratulations on being named a leader in the Forrester report on AI decisioning platforms. That's a huge accomplishment.
Thanks, Mark. It's really the great work of the team and the customers who have helped guide us and influence the roadmap. And Forrester has done a tremendous job with that report. And the competition was great. I mean, that's a vibrant market where competitors are pushing each other to leapfrog and provide more value to the market. And they really crystallized, I think, the category. They got there early, talked about, they've named the category AI decisioning. And they really, at the heart of the matter, they talk about enterprises compete on decisions, the ability to make precise, rapid, and adaptable decisions. And that's really where they focused. And we were very pleased with the leader status.
Great. So before you mention some of the capabilities that are being brought to market right now, let's talk a little bit about that. So what are the new capabilities that really extend what the former decision management had been and make that an AI decision platform. What are some of the new use cases and technologies?
Definitely. So I think the fundamental aspect of this category is the bringing together of what previously were siloed disciplines. So disciplines in their own right, but siloed, number one. And number two, the application of AI to the decisioning process. And so really you can think of the three aspects of an AI decisioning platform are AI, and that can be generative AI, and as well as traditional AI like machine learning. It's decision management, which is the evolution of business rules. So you can think of those declarative decision models, which are requirements and also code. And then finally, data and analytics. And I think that piece was really the missing piece in the platform. You can think of data and analytics as previously a very specialized field, data scientists in the business and IT groups that were creating decisions and deploying them weren't getting that real-time feedback and the ability to monitor and adapt the outcomes. And now these platforms that are bringing these three areas together are getting a much faster and tighter loop of optimization. And so, you know, we're very excited about combining these disciplines. And the use case, I think, really at a general level is what I just mentioned, which is number one, using AI to get decision models to production quickly. And number two, being able to get that feedback and act on that feedback rapidly because of the combination of the analytics with the decisioning.
So that's a huge quantum leap from where decision management was previously. Now you can actually use what I would suppose are decision analytics. You know, what's going into that full decision, all the different sub-decisions that have to take place to achieve an outcome, and then optimizing on that outcome, whether it's a set of KPIs or some other business metric, to be able to optimize with that outcome. Is that what the platform delivers to customers?
Exactly. You really hit the nail on the head there. So not only are you getting the observation, the observability of all of that detail, all of that granular detail of what's happening with the outcome of the decision, but you're also now being able to optimize. And with the application of AI, what we're super focused on and excited about in 2026 is what we're calling Optimize AI, which is part of our decision AI roadmap. And that is now your AI partner, your AI agent, will be monitoring 24/7 what's running in production. And based on the KPIs that the business is setting, it's going to be watching for drift. It's going to be telling you when things are happening that you may want to take a look. And it's also aware of the details in the decision architecture, in the decision models themselves. And so it's able to actually say, hey, I noticed you were getting less people eligible for that product. I think that if you made this change in this part of the decision model, I've already done it in the background, run a production test run, and you actually see this percentage increase. So just really a quantum leap, as you said, in the opportunity for the business.
So just looking forward, I think 2026 is going to be the year of the agentic AI. I think that's really going to come into place. What you're describing is that scenario. So is that going to become real for our customers in 2026? What could we expect down the road?
Absolutely. It does feel like science fiction, but it is real. It's here. We're proving the concept out actively, both in hackathons and in analysis and design work. The frameworks are available, and it's really about implementing it in a user experience in a paradigm that makes sense. I think those are fairly well established with some of the available consumer technology and enterprise technology. And so it's putting it all together, and I'm very confident that companies will be able to interact with that kind of system in 2026. And it really is a game changer. And it's exciting. I think, you know, there's a lot of questions about trust and about accuracy. But from our work, we see there's really an opportunity to have the AI agent as a partner, not as a as an overlord, if you will, so that that AI agent is really doing the work that we're already doing as humans, but much, much more rapidly. And it still just is giving the business or the human the ability to review what's been recommended, do any testing that we want to, and then redeploy. So it's that whole human in the loop governance opportunity.
Thanks so much for your insight today, Rafi. As we look toward 2026 and AI decision technology continues to evolve and become indispensable for insurers, it'll be interesting to see how carriers implement these systems, balancing efficiency with explainability, automation with accountability, and innovation with trust. Your perspective on how customers can navigate these challenges gives us a lot to think about as we plan for the year ahead. To our listeners, as always, thanks for joining us. We have so much more exciting content planned for the rest of 2025 and 2026, and we'd love to hear from you. Connect with us on social media, share your feedback, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an exciting and insightful episode. Until next time, this is Sapiens Insurance 360. Thanks for listening.